T-Bird fans. We welcome you to a brand new edition of T-Bird Talk. I'm Cloud County Community College Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker. On this week's edition of T-Bird Talk, we'll have an opportunity to visit with four members of the Cloud County Community College women's and men's track and field teams. We'll talk to Maggie Sala and Neela Guzel, as well as Andrew Bowman and Josh Shelley. The Cloud County Community College women's track and field team has earned a number 4 national ranking in the latest United States Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association Women's Outdoor Track and Field Rating Index released this week. The T-Birds boast 355.24 points in the poll. Cloud County is ranked number 1 in the Central Region with 741.46 points. The Cloud County women's track and field team competed in the 2025 KT Woodman Classic hosted by Wichita State University last week, achieving several notable results. For the second consecutive week, Cloud County's Mamuna Jallo has been named the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference Women's Outdoor Track Athlete of the Week. Jallo, a freshman sprinter from Gambia, broke the Cloud County school record in the women's 100-meter dash for the second straight weekend, posting a time of 11.30 to finish in first place individually at the KT Woodman Classic. Jallo's time is currently the fastest time in the NJCAA this season. The time is also the 11th fastest win legal time on the all-time NJCAA outdoor track and field list. Sophomore Envidia Chike broke her own Cloud County school record in the women's 1,500-meter run, notching a third-place finish with a time of 4:30.9. Sophomore Mercian Gonchab was ninth individually in the women's 1,500-meter run with a personal record time of 4:37.48. Sophomore Rafia Tanu earned a first-place finish in the women's 200-meter dash and a national qualifying time of 23.72, marking the second-fastest 200-meter outdoor time in Cloud County women's history. Nuhu added another first-place finish in the women's 400-meter run in a time of 53.02. Sophomore Nata Ube placed third individually in the women's 400-meter run in a time of 55.18. Ube picked up a second-place finish in the women's 800-meter run in a time of 2:09.99. In the women's pole vault, sophomore Brady Medina captured a fifth-place finish at a height of 11 feet 3.5 inches. Freshman Nani Panu scored a seventh-place finish in the women's 100-meter hurdles in a time of 14.41. On the men's side, the T-Birds are also coming off a strong showing at the 2025 KT Woodman Classic in Wichita. Freshman Aziz Benbrahim led the way with a third-place finish in the men's 800-meter run in a time of 1:51.39. Freshman Bailey Burns landed an eighth-place finish in the men's long jump with a jump of 23 feet 8 and a quarter inch. Freshman Maury Joe placed ninth individually in the men's high jump with a national qualifying height of 6 feet 8 and a quarter inch. The Cloud County Community College men's track and field team is currently ranked number 16 in the nation. The T-Birds will return to action today through Saturday, competing at the Kansas Relays hosted by the University of Kansas. Other members of the T-Bird track and field teams will also compete this weekend at the Coyote Classic, hosted by Kansas Wesleyan University. On today's edition of T-Bird Talk, we'll have an opportunity to visit with two members of the T-Bird men's track and field team, Andrew Bowman and Josh Shelley. But first, a conversation with Maggie Sala and Neela Guzel. This is T-Bird Talk.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next steps after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 13th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 800-729-5101 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
This week on T-Bird Talk, an opportunity to visit with members of the Cloud County Community College women's and men's track and field teams. The Cloud County Community College women's and men's track and field teams will be competing at two different events that's coming up this weekend. Some of the student athletes will be traveling to Lawrence to take part in the KU Relays, which will be taking place beginning Thursday, running through Saturday. Other student athletes will have an opportunity to go to Salina and take part in the Coyote Classic, which is hosted by Kansas Wesleyan University. Coming up, we'll have an opportunity to visit with two members of the Clyde County Community College men's track and field team. But we want to talk to two members of the Clyde County Community College women's track and field team. Joining us, we have Maggie Sala as well as Neela Guzel. And I appreciate you both taking time to come on and visit with me. And Maggie, let me start with you. So where are you from originally?
So I'm from Italy. I came here almost 2 years ago now. I'm from a pretty small town, so when I came here, it was kind of new, but at the same time, being from a small town, I was kind of okay with the environment. And, yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about how kind of Clyde County Community College, Kansas, entered the picture. How did the conversations get started? And ultimately, why did you end up coming here to go to school and to compete?
So everything started my last year of high school when I decided that I wanted to go to the United States, but unfortunately my marks were not good enough for the United States, so I waited another year and I started going to law school in Milan, and then that's when I started talking with Coach Drew. He texted me a random night in November and showed me an offer, and I said, okay, cool. I've been talking with other coaches, but Clyde County had a very, very good program. I really liked the coaches, and I decided to come here. I actually didn't know what to expect, but I'm happy with my decision now.
What was it about the conversation with the coaches that stood out to you? Why did you feel like Clyde County was going to be the best fit?
Well, when I was talking with Coach Drew, when we had our first call, he talked a lot about the athletes that he had there and some struggles that they had. Because, of course, being an international student, you don't know what you're going to go through and you have, I don't know, some doubts or something. And when I talked to him about it, he gave me solutions. He tried to help me out, telling me that I was not alone and everything. And he didn't even know me yet. So whenever we talked about it, I was like, okay, like, I like the coach. I like how he thinks and everything. So that convinced me.
Now, Concordia, Kansas isn't Milan, though.
I know.
So what was the impressions when you finally arrived? What was kind of your feel of Concordia and Clyde County and the school itself?
Well, the first time I stepped in Kansas, I was kind of shocked. Not in a bad way, but I was not ready to be in Concordia because Italy and in general Europe, it's more crowded. Like, there's not a lot of space between houses or between buildings. And when I came here, there's a lot of grass and woods between houses and colleges. And I was just not ready to see all that land. But yeah, it took me a while, but now that I've been here almost 2 years, I actually like it because it's not chaotic, it's not hectic like Milan. It's a big city, and when I went to university there, I struggled a lot because, of course, you have a lot of people, while here you have more empty spaces, and it's the life is kind of slower, not in a bad way, but you have time to do things.
Leaving home, though, I'm sure it was scary, but was it more exciting than scary?
I was so excited. I was scared, but I was more excited than everything. I couldn't wait. I was counting the days to live here, and I was very, very excited.
So how has the transition gone for you in being on your own? You know, here in America, continuing your studies at Clyde County. We'll talk more about track in just a moment, but just kind of just life on your own. How do you feel like you've adjusted and handled that?
As of right now, I feel I'm doing pretty good. I started figuring things out. At first, I struggled a lot because, of course, I knew nobody. So the first 2 weeks, I didn't know how to behave. If I needed to ask for help, I didn't know who to talk to. Of course, I had the coaches, but at the same time, I didn't want to bother them too much. So at first, I struggled a lot. But then as classes started, as track started, I started talking with people and I started to have friends and, like, figure things out and knowing people that could actually help me. So as of right now, I still have to figure things out. I'm not saying that it's all set, but it's definitely better.
We'll talk about your track career in just a moment. Let me bring Neela into the conversation, though. So where are you originally from?
I'm from Germany, a pretty bigger city, but not really big. So yeah, compared to Concordia, it's just like, okay, Concordia is pretty small.
It's a different world, right?
Yeah, completely.
So how did Cloud County and Concordia and this opportunity present itself to you?
So it's kind of the same as Maggie, but I didn't wait for another year after my high school. I started talking with Coach Drew in like November, December kind of. And then it took me a while to actually make the decision to come here because I had some good opportunities in staying in Germany. But me and my parents, we decided that it might be a good step for me to come here just to get more independent and make more connections and everything.
Was it a dream for you to come to the United States?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, why so?
Because I think I speak for both of us that our sport is not really good back home and you want to study at the same time because we don't really have the time to do our sport while studying. So it's like, okay, I can combine my studies and do track as well. So,
what was it about the conversations with Coach Mahan that stood out? Why did you feel like, and I'm assuming you didn't visit, this is kind of sight unseen, just having conversations via technology, but what was it about him and the things he was saying? What made you comfortable deciding, you know what, I want to give Cloud County a chance?
So he made it all seem very more like family and everything, and I'm a big family person, so that was like one of the big points that I gave Cloud. And like all the, like he told me that the program was really good, and I started jumping the year before I came here, so I was like, yeah, we have a pretty good jumping program and we need a jumper, and yeah, that was like that point.
I was asking Maggie about initial impressions.
Yeah.
What was it like for you getting off the plane, coming here for the first time? Was it a shock? I mean, just being in a, like I said, almost like a whole nother world.
Yeah, so it's completely different. But it's kind of like my dad kind of lives outside of the big city, so it wasn't like completely, completely different. But it's just like nothing's here. Like you have to drive at least an hour to do something.
What was it like having, and it wasn't helpful as you made this transition to have, you know, people like Maggie, and there's a lot of international student athletes here on campus, especially on the track and field team. Did they kind of help you along with the transition and kind of easing you into this new world, this new life for you at Cloud?
Yeah, 100%. So we had another German last semester, and that actually helped a lot because like he was helping me with getting everything done that I need to do before I came here. It's like, yeah, this and like these courses are really good, you should take these. And when you're there, talk with these people, and especially like all the internationals, they know your struggle with the new language and everything, so they like take more time for you if you have questions and everything.
What has it been like for you being on your own?
I would say I've been pretty independent most of my life, so it wasn't that much of a difference. But like, I think the most important part was the new language and like getting to know everything in the first couple of weeks. But I think I'm kind of good now with everything.
How supportive have the people been on campus, whether you know, the teachers, the staff, the people that work here at the college, helping you with your transition, trying to make you feel welcome in your time at Cloud? Do you feel like you have a support system here of people that are backing you?
100%. Like, everyone's so helpful, and everyone's just like wanting to make you feel at home and not like you're in a completely different world.
Maggie, did it bring back memories for you when you watch some of the new faces, new you know, student athletes come in, and you see how lost they are the first couple of weeks? And did you feel like, hey, I need to kind of help, you know, guide them a little bit, show them the way?
Yes, absolutely. Last year there was no other Italian. I was alone, and thankfully I lived with another girl from Europe, from Czech Republic, and she helped me a lot. She told me everything I needed to do. And this year we actually have two other Italians, and when they came here, I literally run to them and tell them everything they needed to know. Even though they didn't ask me, I was like, hey, I'm going to tell you this. I know you're going to need it. So I'm not going to wait until you ask me, because I'm sure, like, if you wait too much, you're going to struggle. And I don't want you to do that. Because last year, yes, there were a lot of international students, but the first people I met were actually Americans. So they kind of understood, but at the same time, they didn't, because for them, it was like usual practices, whatever. So I wish I met more international students as soon as I stepped in the United States, but, you know, you can't control that. But when I saw the international students coming here, I was like, okay, I'm going to help you. If you want it or not, I'm still going to tell you things. I'm still going to help you out, because I know it's a struggle. So, yeah, they brought memories.
Anila, Maggie had mentioned earlier that it maybe took some time, but she feels pretty good about her decision to come to Cloud County. How do you feel? Do you feel like you made the right choice for yourself?
Yeah, 100%.
Why so?
I think that my self-confidence and everything just started to bloom here, and just feel more confident in the whole situation.
Let's talk track and field, and first I want to talk about your background. So when did you start competing back home in Germany in track and field? How were you introduced to the sport?
So I got introduced by my stepdad. He used to be a state champion back home, ran the 400, used to be my coach. Then he stopped being my coach and my mom became my coach. So it was like kind of, I was always having someone with me, which obviously makes it more attractive. And I started track at, I think, 5 years old. I started competing in like the child meets, where you're not really doing the events, but it's like you're kind of doing it, not really doing it.
You get to participate.
Exactly. And proper competitions were like around 12-ish. And
what were your events?
So originally used to be a multi. And then I stopped being a multi, became a sprinter. And Coach Drew made me a jumper now. So.
And you said you just started that right before coming to Cloud.
Yeah.
Tell me about getting interested in jumping.
That was because one of my favorite coaches back home used to also be a state champion and a German champion. So I was like, yeah, why not trying triple jump just for fun? And then I became fourth at state championships without actually practicing for it. And I was like, okay, that's not that bad. And I came here then and then started long jumping after 5 years again. And it was like, okay, it's actually not that bad for not jumping for that long. So why not just continuing it?
How much do you feel like you've grown this first year here at Cloud? Being around the coaches, really developing and honing in on your technique. Kind of talk a little bit about, for you, your growth as an athlete during your time here at Cloud County.
So I had some struggles with my ankles. So I had like some up and downs. But I think especially these struggles made me mentally more strong to like come up with, okay, yeah, I have problems with my ankles, but hey, I'm still going to jump. I'm still trying to make the best out of it. And due to the ankle problems, there also was me having problems with my run-up. But me and coach tried to figure everything out. Now we're having a pretty good run-up. But the end of the season was really, like, struggling because I scratched every jump. But I still stood there. I was like, okay, we're good. That was not a good jump, but hey, we're doing another jump. So I think mentally it actually developed in a really, really good way.
Had you ever competed indoors before?
We actually have a lot of indoor facilities back home because we have, like, in Bavaria, that's, like, kind of my state, we have, like, one of the best indoor facilities in Germany.
Do you like indoors or outdoors better?
Depends on what we're doing. So me personally, I run the 200. It's better to run it outside because it's like you just have a better feeling. But for jumps, it's better inside because you don't have tail or headwinds. So,
Maggie, tell me a little bit about how you were introduced to track and field. When did this start for you?
So I decided to start track and field because my mom was a middle distance runner. And, well, of course, I chose a pretty different event because I'm a thrower. So when I was little, I always wanted to try it just because I never did something like that. So I was like, why not? So I started track at 8 years old, and I took a year off and went back to swimming because I was a swimmer originally. But then I went back to track again, and that's when I actually started throwing. I started with shot put, and then when I turned 12, I got introduced to hammer and discus. And since then, I've been throwing hammer and discus, and I'm still throwing them right now. I kind of quit it shot put because, I mean, it's fun, but it's really not my thing. I'm more of a hammer person. And again, I'm doing this because just because it's fun, I like it. It's just like it takes my mind off hammer, because sometimes being focused on only one event can kind of put you down, because sometimes you start doing some mistakes and you cannot get your mind off of it, and another event can actually help you to get distracted. But yeah, it started basically from my mom running, and I was like, okay, I want to be like you, but then I ended up doing something else.
Have you noticed a lot of change in your abilities, any growth since you've been here at Cloud?
Yes, especially my first year, because the environment that I was in back home was not very positive. I was the only thrower, and my coach was actually a sprint coach, so he knew a lot because he was a multi, so he actually threw when he was younger. But I was always alone. Every time I was competing, I was alone. So mentally, I was not in a great position. When I came here, the throwing team was actually pretty big, and they were supporting me. And having that environment and being in that environment, of course, changed my mentality. I was very positive. In fact, last season was very, very good. This season, I'm struggling a little bit mentally because I'm struggling with my technique, especially in hammer. And I'm trying to figure things out, and not being able to have that throw that makes you feel good is kind of putting me down. But I know this season is not over, so I can still work on it. And I hope I will have a good throw that will put me up there again, but I don't know. But yeah, I grew a lot since I came here.
What's it like going up against the competition that you see? And we talk about this a lot, you know, in track and field especially. You're not just facing other two-year schools or junior colleges, but you see a lot of Division I, Division II athletes, NAIA schools. You know, I'm thinking the KT Woodman that just happened in Wichita. A lot of Division I teams from Wichita State and K-State, Oklahoma State, I know, had throwers there. A lot of major programs. What's that like for you to be surrounded by those kind of athletes and then trying to go toe-to-toe with them and compete with them?
So personally, I think it's exciting and scary at the same time, because, of course, competing with them and against them, it's very exciting. I mean, you're there with D1 throwers, and you're there witnessing something, sometimes amazing records or something like that. But it's also scary because, you know, they are at that level. And personally, the only way I can face this type of competitions is just focusing on myself, because track and field, it's an individual sport. So even if it's scary, you gotta focus on yourself and try to better yourself. Of course, I personally enjoy sitting there and watching them throw, because it's just amazing. Like, sometimes I think, how do they do that? Because it's insane. Their performance, it's something crazy. But I personally like it, but at the same time, yeah, I'm scared of them. I'm actually scared.
Neela, she says track and field's an individual sport. In a lot of ways, it is. But are you guys there also supporting the rest of your teammates? Are your teammates there supporting you? And how much fun is it being around them and around the environment of all of these meets that you've gone to?
I think it's very, very fun to watch your friends compete, watch, for example, Muna break the school record again. And it's like, oh my God, we all know these people. And I think it's just amazing to see all your friends doing well, being there for them when they're not doing good, them being there for you if you're like not jumping or running what you want to run. And just, yeah.
So what are the goals this season? Things are starting to wind down. It's going to happen pretty quick. What are you still hoping to accomplish?
Definitely another PR, and just being able to improve my technique and just end on a good note, and being able to take all the stuff, like all what I got this season, take it home with me, work on the stuff that I need to work on, and then come back stronger next semester.
Maggie, for you, you said you haven't been happy yet. You haven't hit that throw that you want. What's the goals?
So, of course, my goal this year is getting a PR, because I've been close to it, but still didn't pass it. So, of course, getting a PR would be amazing. And I was like a medal this time. Last year, I missed it. And this year, I'm going to give my best to get a medal in nationals, that's for sure.
Neela's a freshman. She just mentioned planning on being back next year. Maggie, you're a sophomore. What's the future hold for you?
So I'm going to transfer after Cloud. I already signed to Northwest Missouri State. I'm very excited about that. I can't wait to meet the coaches. I mean, I already met them, but like training with them and meet my new teammates. I know Northwest, it's a very, very good school for track and also for criminology. So I honestly can't wait. I'm going to miss Cloud, but at the same time, I'm very excited for my future.
That's going to be my last question. What are you going to miss the most about Cloud?
People. I'm going to miss the people, but I'm not that far away, so I'm going to come here and visit and hang out with them, hopefully.
Well, I want to wish you both the best as you make your way through the remainder of this season. I really do appreciate the two of you taking time to come on and visit with me this week. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next steps after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 13th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 800-729-5101 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
And continuing with our conversations this week on T-Bird Talk, we now want to welcome in two members of the Cloud County Community College men's track and field team. Joining us is Andrew Bowman and Josh Shelley, and I appreciate both of you taking time to come on and visit with us. Josh, let me begin with you. So where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Belleville, Kansas.
So tell me a little bit about getting involved in track. How did the sport kind of present itself to you? When did you actually start competing as a kid?
I was actually a lazy kid. I did a lot of wrestling. And then I got in middle school, and my father was telling me that I needed to do more than just two sports. So I decided to do track instead of baseball. And I was, in my father's words, too large to run, but he wanted me to run. So I picked up throwing instead, and he wouldn't consider it a sport unless I ran, but I said whatever, and I still threw. And I mostly focused on discus, and then I went to a Beloit Relays, and I seen Drew there, and I was told that Cloud's a pretty good place to go. And I walked up to him and asked him if I could try for the team, and he said, well, good thing it's just Cloud, so you can walk onto the team. So I was like, all right, I'll be there next year.
Had you ever given much thought to actually competing at the next level before that conversation?
No, not at all. I was like, I'll go to Cloud, do my gen eds, and then if I could do good at track, I'll do good at track as well.
Now, the fact that the school's close to home, was that appealing? Were you wanting to try to get away from home? I mean, what was your thought process?
I was like, well, it saves me like flying or driving halfway across the world or whatever, whatnot, if I wanted to go somewhere different. And then I don't know. It's always been stuck in my head. It's like, it's 20 minutes away. It's cheaper to go to a junior college before I go to a bigger school and do all the same things I would do at a junior college.
Do you feel like you made the right choice?
Yeah. I completely different like outcome as I thought. I was going to go to school for culinary, and I ended up changing my degree to a science degree, and then I went from discus to hammer. So it's completely different from what I thought I was going to be.
I want to talk more about track here in just a second, but let me bring Andrew into the conversation as well. So where are you originally from?
I am from Buckland, Kansas.
So tell me a little bit about track and field for you growing up. Was this a sport you were always competing in?
Yeah, well, I mean, growing up, I played baseball, basketball, football, did all that up until junior high. Actually, that was when I first started track. I originally originally was actually a hurdler, did a lot of running events up until about my sophomore year. That was when I first picked up the javelin and kind of got me into where I am.
Tell me a little bit about how Cloud County came into the picture.
Yeah, so I wasn't really even thinking about really doing track or anything at the next level till state track last year. I came in, I had a pretty good mark, and I ended up winning it, and Drew found me after, and we started talking, and seemed to be a good match for me. So
why so? What made you feel comfortable about Cloud?
Yeah, I mean, I came on my visit. I mean, I liked all the coaches, and the community here is great, and just everything, the vibes, everything about it, just really liked it, and it's a good fit for me. So
how has the transition gone, separate from track? We'll talk a little bit more about the athletic side in just a second, but just kind of life in general, as a student in general, being on your own, kind of adjusting to that kind of adult life. How do you feel like you've handled that transition? How has it gone?
Yeah, I don't feel like it's been like too difficult at all, especially coming from like a small community in Buckland to a smaller community college here. I feel like it's kind of more the same. Everybody kind of knows everyone, and just everyone's so great here. So the transition for me really has been fairly easy, and I feel like I've gotten used to it. So
now, Josh, you mentioned a bit of a transition for you, moving from one event to another, trying to figure out what works best for you. Take me back first to last year and coming in and competing for the first time in your throws, working with some different throws probably than what you did even in high school, in trying to develop your skill, your talent, and figure out what suits you the best.
I saw it as a priority of a discus thrower. I was forced to do shot put just a little bit because they still do firmly believe that I could be a really good shot putter. And I just found out, like, you know, there's people better than me, and I have, like, some kinks that I can't manage to work out. But, you know, discus was my hard set goal. And then she's like, okay, we're going to start practicing some hammer because it's getting to that time of the year.
And had you ever done a hammer throw?
No, not a day in my life. I was actually kind of terrified of it first because I was like, the physics of this shouldn't, like, this doesn't look like it should work together. And the first time I did it, I actually about blew my ankle out because I almost hit myself in the ankle with it. And I actually broke it. Like, the very first one I threw, I actually broke, and upon almost breaking myself. And I told her, I was like, I'm not doing this no more. I don't like it. I'll stick with discus. And she's like, just hold on, you know, give you some more time. And I started to get a little bit better at it. And it's still rocky, but other than that, I didn't really still like it. But we switched to indoor season, and weight is almost exactly like hammer. It's just a little more connected to the human body. And from there, I was able to actually understand how the hammer works.
Is there one you particularly still love more than the other, though?
Hammer by far.
Why?
Considering I only still have 6 months under my belt with it, I've seen a lot more growth from hammer than I have in the past 3 years with discus. And personally, it's just, I think anybody would see something that they're more beneficial at. It would be a lot more enjoyable, but I think I could probably pull out discus, but it'd be a lot harder than it would be if I was to stick with hammer.
Tell me about that growth and what it's been like for you over your 2 years now here at Cloud. And it's so much different from high school, right? Because you're basically training year-round. As soon as you get on campus in the fall, there's, you know, individual workouts and different things that you guys are doing. Then you have an indoor season. You never competed in indoor prior to, you know, coming to Cloud County. And then the outdoor season gets tacked on right on the end of the indoor. So really from January all the way through May, you're competing in track. A lot more extended, a lot more time than what you would have been used to. Talk a little bit about that experience for you.
When I first started, it was really abusive. Because yeah, it was really abusive, because as I saw it as, okay, I did football, wrestling, and track in high school, so I did sports all year round. Nothing will put you ready for the core strength that you need in order to throw a hammer. Like, I don't think there's any sport physically that will put you ready for hammer. It's not much of a difference, but the ball's a 16-pound ball, and she made me spin a 17-pound ball. It's only a pound difference, and that tore my, like, core to shreds. It was absolutely miserable. And My very first meet actually was my proudest, because I actually threw 38 meters, and I thought that, I was like, that's okay, this is my this is my sign. Like, this is where I'm going to go up. It's already almost farther than my discus. And then we moved from there. Went to Woodman, KT Woodman. And I managed to end up throwing 45. And I started competing against Maggie. You know, she's done hammer for about 4 years in a row. So I started competing against Maggie to have something to go against. And I eventually started to beat her. And then we got to Hayes meet. And we both started throwing 47s. But I needed a 48 to qualify. It was my very last throw. And I managed to throw 15 meters. So first thing I did was I bragged to Maggie that I beat her. Because it shows that I grew a lot farther from 38 to 50 at the end of the year. And then, of course, I called my dad immediately. I was stoked because 50 meters, like, that put me on the school leaderboard. I was like, okay, that's crazy. And a little did I know, like, a couple months, like, prior, I actually broke my foot. I was throwing on a broken foot and never knew it. So over the summer, my goal was to practice. I wanted to go to U20s because I qualified to make it, but I didn't make it because my foot was still broke. So I got put in a boot. I couldn't do anything on my feet, and I couldn't practice nothing. I came back, and I went to go spin, and oh my gosh, it was absolutely terrible. It was terrible. I had to start from point A again, and I had to make sure my foot didn't, like, mess up again. If it did, I'd be put back in another boot for, like, I don't know how many weeks on end, and then week later, I managed to start throwing 50s again. I'm like, okay, this is looking good. And then 2 days later, I threw like a 52, 53. And it's like, okay, that's crazy. And first meet comes around, and very first throw, 54.96. And I was like, all right, that's amazing. Now, third in school history. And I was like, okay, it's not anywhere close to what I was expecting to be able to do.
How important is that time? Even though I'm sure there's times that you really dread it, you're not looking forward to it, but that practice time, that time to develop, to work on your skill set, because when you go into these meets, you know, you're only guaranteed, you know, less than a handful of throws sometimes, right? And so it feels like a meet can be over pretty fast. You're not really getting time to really work on your throws. How critical is that time that you get in the off season, in the early part of the school year, before the season really kicks into gear, to really start developing and working on your technique and your skill set?
I would say it all starts in the head. Because, like, everybody that we practice with now, They always beat themselves up. Even at practice, I always tell them, like, practice is your moment that you can literally just clear your head and do whatever you want to do. Do it, like, throw how you feel. Like, we have a teammate. Every time she throws for distance. And I always tell her, throw for, like, consistency. You don't worry about how far it goes first. So I always have to tell them, because I figured this out myself, the moment you start competing against yourself is the moment you start falling. So every time we're at practice, I always try telling them, you know, don't worry about how far it goes. Worry about how well you're doing. Whenever you throw, clear your mind. Don't worry about nothing. And make sure that, like, you're focused, but not too focused to where it causes, like, brain, like, you know, I messed this one up right here, so I'm going to give up halfway through the throw. Like, it doesn't benefit you from giving up on yourself.
Andrew, for you coming in, did you realize how much of a commitment this would be? How much you'd really have to dedicate to the sport while you were here?
Yeah, I knew it would be a big commitment, obviously, coming in. I mean, I have two older siblings that they did college sports, and so they kind of told me, like, yeah, it's going to be a big, big commitment. You're going to have to really put a lot of time into it. And I kind of think of it as almost like a job. Like, you're here to do it, so, and you're getting paid a scholarship to come here and do that, so you really need to be committed and be consistent every day and put in the work, and you'll see results, so.
You kind of made it sound like you weren't really on anybody's radar, you know, until going into your senior year and the success then that you had at the state meet. Mm-hmm. But have you seen a lot of growth even in yourself and your abilities since coming here at Cloud and being able to really commit yourself to this?
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, just having that off season, that time to really put on some muscle and work on that technique and focus on one thing instead of having to worry about doing multiple sports like I did in high school and really focus on the javelin and focus on that technique and everything. I really think that's been really big for me and my growth in the sport.
How helpful have your coaches been? How helpful have, you know, returning athletes like Josh and others that have been around the program, that have been to these meets, they've seen what it takes. How helpful have they been in your transition?
Yeah, they've been extremely helpful. Like, yeah, Jaron and Josh, they've been really good because they've been here. They know what it takes. And, yeah, like I said, in practice and everything, they've been extremely helpful. And Coach Brand and all the coaches just really helping to put me in a good spot right here at the start of the season. So,
we were just talking with Maggie and Neela earlier. And I was asking them, you know, track and field, you know, in a lot of ways is one of the more unique sports at Cloud and at the junior college level, because when you guys go to a meet, it's not just you versus other 2 year kids. You know, you go up against Division I, Division II athletes, some top level programs. I was just talking with Maggie about, you know, the KT Woodman Classic in Wichita here this past weekend, and there's Wichita State, K-State, Oklahoma State, I know, had throwers on hand. I mean, a lot of top level Division I schools and athletes that you compete against. Did you realize that coming in, and what is that like, you know, stepping into the same ring or the same, you know, javelin? You know, you're going up against these kind of guys on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I love the competition. Like, it was kind of my first time ever experiencing that, and it was kind of a good moment to, yeah, be on the same, use the same, throw with guys, like guys from K-State and Wichita State and Emporia and those guys, so... It's kind of interesting. You can kind of learn stuff and pick up stuff from every thrower. You can kind of tee off on different things they do really well and, you know, try to apply that to your technique and your throws and kind of try to improve based on what they're doing and seeing different things like that.
So. It's still an individual sport though, right? So do you feel like, are you competing against them, or do you feel like you're still competing more with yourself every time you get out there?
I think it's a bit of both. Like, you're definitely, like, obviously, when I go to meets, I'm trying to win. I'm trying to get the best mark. But, two, at the same time, like, you're trying to compete against yourself and just focus on you and just do the best you can on that particular day.
Josh, how do you feel about that?
I try not to look at it as too much of a competition. I look it towards a growth, because not only does it show you how far you came, but it also shows everybody else how far you can push. So if you compete against D1 schools, you know, most people will shut themselves out, say, okay, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do well. And I see it as like, you're here for another day of yourself. It's a self-centered sport with a team that's together. So technically you work for yourself, but you do good enough, you work for the team. And that's kind of the way I see it is, it's okay, well, you have nothing to lose, because either way, you walk away same place, you walk away ahead of somebody, you walk behind somebody, you learned, and it's something no matter what. If it's you learned something new from a bigger school, if it's something deeper than how you view something, it varies on like each person. But most of the time, the way I see it is, I walk in, and if there's a bigger school, it's okay, it means I'm doing better in some sort of way, and so is the team, because we're not just here by ourselves. We are here with the team, and the team alone tells you how much like you're working together. Because if your team doesn't do good, then you ain't gonna do good.
I want to ask about that team aspect too. You know, when you go to events, obviously you're focused on, you know, what you're there to do, your competition. But when you get some downtime, how exciting is it for you to watch, you know, the rest of your teammates compete in their individual events? And are you all supporting each other, cheering each other on while you're out there?
It's a little hard between the throwers and runners. The throwers, they compete so early in the morning to like late at night. The runners, you know, it's a lot harder for us to get to them, especially like...
And you'll be in different locations.
Oh, yeah. Like, KU's is like pretty close together, but like some of us are going to go to KW, and the ring from like KW to the track is like a 40 minute walk, like probably 15 minute drive. So it's a little harder, but it is pretty cool as a thrower to go watch one of your teammates that run a 11:30 record. And, you know, it's half of them are like, cool. Like, I wish I could do what you could do. And then you were like, I wish I could do what you could do. So it's pretty cool watching some people good at their own talents. And it's kind of, some of it's kind of mesmerizing, especially watching pole vault.
You know, and you guys are small town Kansas kids. But I was just visiting earlier, you know, with Maggie, Neela, some international student athletes that come over from Europe and are competing here. And there's a lot of international student athletes that are a part of the track team. Josh, what's that been like for you having to interact again with all these different people from different ethnic backgrounds and cultures? And, you know, it seems like they're totally worlds away from, you know, what your life was like, you know, in Republic County and in Belleville, Kansas. How interesting has that been for you here during your time at Cloud?
It's definitely, I find it a little funny because it's half of them are scared of you. So they don't want to say anything to you because like every country has their own stereotypes. So, and half the time when they come over, they keep those stereotypes. So they kind of, either they avoid you or they're just scared to say something. And sometimes you got to walk in for them and talk to them. I know I pick on Maggie quite a bit. Because sometimes she makes some pretty funny errors when it comes to her, like when she goes to speak. And then it's mind-blowing that some of them think that their like countries are huge. And they're like, how far of a drive is it from here to the track meet? 3 hours. 3 hours? It's like 40 minutes is for our longest track meet. It's like these states are a lot bigger than most countries. It's a lot different here than it would be over there. And first, like, over winter break, I went over to Europe, and it is completely different from it's vice versa. Like, if we went over there, just kind of scared to talk to their own people as much as they would be to us.
Andrew, has that been unique for you, to be able to interact with different cultures, people of different backgrounds?
Personally, I think it's been pretty cool just meeting, like you said, all these different people from different backgrounds and everything, and just being able to connect with things we all have in common, track, obviously, and all those different things. So I think it's been really cool to meet all these different people that we have on the team, for sure.
Let's talk about goals. As we sit here today, really, Nationals is a month away. So the end of the season is going to come very, very fast. Andrew, what are your goals? What are you still hoping to accomplish?
Probably to win regionals in javelin and place at Nationals, for sure, top nine, so...
Josh, what about you?
I think if I could, it'd probably stop Indian Hills from going 2-3-4. So I think it'd be just 2-4. So I think I'd be sitting in third. If not, I'm going to try to aim for second. And probably before I leave, make sure that the people here that I care for, and actually when they come back next year, they can compete at their best and I can give them all the knowledge I can.
What does the future hold for you?
Don't actually know yet. I'm still kind of just still out there. I haven't figured out exactly where I'm going or what I'm doing. I'm just one step at a time.
Do you still want to compete?
That's the hopes, is hopefully I can get good enough for the next Olympics.
Andrew, of course, a freshman. You'll be back next year. Josh, a sophomore. So final question, Josh. But in a month, your time here at Cloud's coming to an end. What are you going to miss the most, do you think, about Cloud County?
Probably the people. The diversity of people, the connections that everybody's made together, and I'll probably miss the people that I probably will hardly ever, if not ever, see again.
Well, I want to wish you both all the best as you continue on throughout the course of your year, and I appreciate you taking time to sit down and visit with me. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next steps after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 13th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 800-729-5101 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
My thanks to Cloud County Community College men's track and field athletes Andrew Bowman and Josh Shelley for joining us this week on T-Bird Talk. We also need to thank Maggie Sala and Neela Guzel for being a part of the program as well. And want to wish all the best to the T-Bird track athletes as they compete this weekend at the 2025 Kansas Relays hosted by the University of Kansas and at the Coyote Classic hosted by Kansas Wesleyan University. The Cloud County Community College baseball team will be in action this week as they will play four games in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play against the Butler Community College Grizzlies. The T-Birds are ranked number 23 in the National Junior College Athletic Association Division I baseball rankings. Cloudkenny is off to a 31-11 start with a 15-5 record in Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play. The T-Birds have won four of their first five conference series. Cloudkenny has won 8 straight in 11 of its last 12 games. The T-Birds are coming off a 4-game non-conference road sweep over Highland Community College last week. The T-Birds outscored the Scotties 53-14 in the series. Cloudkenny currently ranks 4th in the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference in batting average with a team average of .334. The T-Birds are 2nd in the conference in runs scored with 404, 3rd in the conference in extra base hits with 154, 3rd in home runs with 48, 4th in team ERA at 4.86, and 2nd in the conference in strikeouts with 341. Cloudkenny plays 4 games against Butler this week, beginning with a doubleheader today at 1 p.m. at Lee Doyen Field in Concordia. The games will stream live on the T-Bird Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com. The final 2 games in the series will be played Friday at McDonald Stadium in El Dorado, Kansas. The Cloudkenny Community College softball team split its 2 games against Allen Community College in Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play on Tuesday. The T-Birds dropped the first game of the day in a 5-4 decision after leading 1-0 at the end of the 6th inning. Cloudkenny struck first, breaking a scoreless tie in the bottom of the 5th inning when sophomore Shaylee Kessler doubled the center field, scoring freshman Berkeley Curtis. The Red Devils answered with 5 runs on 4 hits in the top of the 7th. Cloudkenny freshman Malia Koster led off the bottom of the 7th with an infield single. Following a ground out by freshman Emily Johnson, sophomore Camille Stauffer singled to right field, bringing home Koster. Curtis then followed with a single to center field, and Stauffer and Curtis were driven in on a single to right by Kessler. After freshman Lily Ellison struck out, freshman Haley Garcia singled to right field to put the potential game-winning run at first base. But Allen sophomore right-hander Cameron Yardley ended the game by getting freshman Bella Sanson to ground out, leading to the 1-run defeat. Cloudkenny sophomore Brecken Whitney suffered the loss in the circle. Whitney gave up 5 runs on 6 hits with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Kessler led the T-Birds at the plate, going 2-for-3 with a double and 3 RBIs. Curtis was also 2-for-3 with a double and 2 runs scored. Koster added 1 hit and 1 run scored. Stauffer also had 1 hit and 1 run scored to go along with an RBI. And Garcia finished with 1 hit. Cloudkenny answered with an 8-2 victory in 7 innings in the 2nd game of the doubleheader. Stauffer started the scoring with a 2-run RBI double to left center that scored Santon and sophomore Harley Smith in the top of the 1st inning. Allen Community College cut the deficit to a run in the top of the 2nd. The T-Birds then tacked on a run in the 3rd and added 3 more runs in the 4th to take a 6-1 lead. Stauffer added an RBI single to left in the 3rd, driving in Koster. Kessler led off the 4th inning with a double to center field, later scoring on a 1-out RBI single to center by Garcia. Smith also singled in the 4th. Koster then smashed a 2-run RBI triple to center field, scoring both Garcia and Smith. The Red Devils got another run back in the top of the 6th, but the T-Birds responded in the bottom half of the 6th. Koster drew a 2-out walk and soon advanced all the way to 3rd on a throwing error by Allen Community College. A ground ball by Johnson was misplayed in the infield, allowing Johnson to reach and Koster to score. Stauffer then delivered another run-scoring double to left center, driving in Johnson. Stauffer led the offense by going 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and 4 RBIs. Koster and Smith both had 2-hit games and scored 2 runs each. Malia Koster also added 2 RBIs in the win. Kessler added a double. Curtis contributed a base hit, and Garcia and Johnson finished with 1 hit and 1 RBI apiece. Paige Mahler threw all 7 innings, allowing just 2 runs on 5 hits with 1 walk and 3 strikeouts to earn her 6th win of the season. The Cloudkenny softball team has improved to 11-25 overall and 2-12 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play. The T-Birds will return home for a conference meeting with Independence Community College today. The first game of the doubleheader is scheduled for a 1 p.m. start time, and the games will stream live on the T-Bird Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com. cloudtbirds.com is also where you can keep up to date on all schedule changes, games, news, and information involving Cloud County Athletics. New episodes of T-Bird Talk drop each Thursday. So make sure you're subscribing to the podcast, available on each of your favorite podcast platforms. T-Bird Talk is a production of the Cloud County Community College Athletic Department.